Beyond maybe bratwurst, we generally don't think of German cuisine as classic summertime food. I mean, I don't know how much you think about German food at all, but there is one tradition that's catching on this barbecue season. Dina Pritchup reports.
Schwenker is one of those German words that just sounds kind of naughty. But in a few places, the Mosel Valley in western Germany and the state of Saarland next to it, Schwenker means three not at all naughty things. It's a cut of pork, usually from the neck. It's the person who grills this meat. And, most importantly, it's a sort of strange swinging grill you cook it on. But it's always a party, like in this backyard here in Portland.
So, ready for the Schwenkbraten. And the onions. Put the onions in between. That tastes very good, too.
Ewald Mosel grew up in Germany, where he cooked out on the Schwenker every summer. The grill itself hangs on a large tripod, suspended over the coals. With a little push from the Schwenkmeister, it swings back and forth, cooking the meat evenly.
You can turn it around, you know, in a circle, or you move it back, but you always keep it moving.
Because Germany's Mosel Valley is a wine-growing region, the fire is built out of charcoal and dried grapevines for a homegrown experience.
In particular, when you drink a glass of Riesling with it, you know, it all comes together, you know, the meat, the wood, and the wine, and all perfect.
These vine trimmings come from the winery of Barnaby Tuttle here in Oregon. He first saw Schwenker on a wine-buying trip in Germany and was inspired to make his own out of some rebar, chain, and an old grill.
People love it. I mean, you're playing with fire, and you're swinging things. There's different swing techniques. It's something so intrinsically human, sitting around a fire, playing with food.
The Schwenker has clearly won fans in America, but that's not the only place. Bjorn Gottschall is the founder of Schwenk the World, a group that's trying to spread the gospel of schwenking all over the globe. He got the idea when he was working in Japan a few years ago.
I was telling my colleagues about my culture and, oh, I would like to schwenk again.
Since then, Schwenk the World ambassadors from Saarland have held schwenk parties everywhere from Thailand to Romania. And people really make it their own.
In Cameroon, people put some bananas on the schwenker. This was quite exotic. And in Japan, for example, people put octopus. In Israel, they actually put the whole pita bread with a filling of egg and I don't know what on the schwenker, and so you can schwenk almost anything.
Gottschall says that unlike the American cookout, where one guy's manning the grill, the schwenker is a true group activity. Anyone can give it a swing.
Preparing food together around the fire brings people to a very basic level of human beings, so every kind of people are coming to the Schwenker and they have no borders to talk to each other.
Ein Prosit der Gemütlichkeit.
Back in Portland, this Schwenker party is also breaking down borders. A few dozen people are singing, drinking, and talking as they fill up their plates with grilled pork. Even Ewald Mosel approves of this American Schwenker for several reasons.
Nice crust outside, and it's smoky, and then it's soft and juicy inside.
Yeah, it's delicious. Tastes like home.
Even half a world away from Germany. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup at a Schwenker party in Portland, Oregon.
This is NPR News.